For Australian Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, maintaining a strong relationship with one of Australia's closest neighbours has always been a priority. Mr Rudd visited Papua New Guinea last year as Foreign Minister, and before that in 2007 when he was Prime Minister for the first time around. This two-day visit on Sunday and Monday will involve meeting with Papua New Guinea's leader, Peter O'Neill, for wide-ranging discussions including aid programs and investment opportunities. And PNG's multi-billion dollar liquid natural gas project is on the top of the list. Parliamentary Secretary for Pacific Island Affairs, Senator Matt Thistlethwaite, says the Australian government is interested in ensuring people right across PNG receive the benefits of such a project.
We're working with the Papua New Guinean government to ensure that they develop a sovereign wealth fund to ensure that the proceeds of the benefits of that project are shared amongst the Papua New Guinean population.
Apart from key trade partnerships, Australia and PNG also have a deal regarding asylum seekers. To try and deal with the number of asylum seekers coming to Australia by boat, Australia has reopened detention centres in Nauru and Manus Island. The PNG site has been criticised by the UN's High Commission for Refugees. Its most recent report states, while there has been some improvements, it fails to meet the terms of a memorandum of understanding between the two nations when it was established. The report highlights poor living conditions and slow processing arrangements as key problems. Despite that, Senator Thistlethwaite doesn't believe the issue will be discussed between Kevin Rudd and Peter O'Neill. That's because, according to the Senator, PNG is already keen to develop a regional solution with Australia.
Papua New Guinea's shown great support for a regional solution to the issue of people smuggling. There's been some constitutional court challenges to processing up there, but they've been dismissed. So we're really enthused by the commitment that Peter O'Neill and his government's shown to working with Australia on finding a lasting solution, a regional solution to the very difficult issue of people smuggling.
Part of the discussions between the two prime ministers will also cover health service concerns in PNG. Dr. Kurt von Broslawski, World Vision's PNG Country Program Director, hopes Mr. Rudd's presence will help shine a light on health issues the Pacific nation faces.
It has been a hard road to really convince the government to do more in health and education, and especially the health system. I think there's a lot to be done. And the Australian people, through AusAid and with Kevin Rudd's visit, of course, we could make a huge difference.
Dr. Broslawski says while funding through AusAid programs has helped improve the health situations of many Papua New Guineans, he says he'd like the organisation, who are providing real services on the ground, involved in future discussions.
Service delivery is very difficult, and it's a rugged country. It's some of the primary health services are not delivered. So malaria and TB are a result of not being able to deliver primary health services and awareness. But I also think that the link together with the education sector is very important. I mean, schools, education institutions, we need to work together with them to make sure that health messages but also lifestyle messages are passed on.
Another topic that will probably be up for discussion is sport. The Rugby League State of Origin decider is next Wednesday. Kevin Rudd is a Queensland supporter, and by all accounts, Peter O'Neill is a Maroon supporter, ensuring the two heads of states will have common ground on at least one front.